Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
And Robbie the Degenerate.
Hour Tua of the program here on Tobin and Leroy. You can text the show at 786-360-0790. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Leroy is out there stenographering right back at you. He'll respond like crazy. So get on out there. He is he's very involved. I'm watching your text, but I'm not responding to you guys unless you say something super rude, and I'll usually tell you to F off. Yeah, corporate might get mad at me, but whatevs. You know.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. I was watching.
One of the cool things about doing the morning show is we only get listened to for about 30 minutes by anybody who works for our station.
Right. On the day, and then the one who runs us, our brand manager, Len Hoiner. It's only we're every other day because some days he's listening to Joe Rose, so it's a coin toss. We don't know.
Yep.
We don't know. I was just showing Leroy during the break last night. We had a standoff between the Dodgers and the Astros.
I can't take that guy serious with them glasses.
With Joe Kelly?
Yeah.
he said to Carlos Correa, he strikes him out. And he says, and this is a quote, Robbie, so I'm allowed to be a journalist. He says to him, "Nice swing, bitch." And then just keeps it walking. And Carlos Correa was not having it. Now, mind you, Joe Kelly had also thrown right behind Alex Bregman's head in the same inning. But look, you stole a championship from them. What are they supposed to be, over it?
Especially the Dodgers.
Yeah. You stole a World Series. You faced them in the World Series. You stole a World Series. Are they supposed to be over it? I would want the Marlins to get into a fight with anybody they stole a World Series was taken from them. I would want them to get into a fight every time.
You know what I would do? If I was Houston, next time I go up to bat, take my glove off and just hold my ring up.
Oh, man.
Problem.
Where the ring?
They're going to be aiming for your hands, dude.
Hey, where the ring?
That's just so you want them to just wear the ring to the ballpark that day?
Yeah. Just look, cross my legs, put the ring on the knee, just, you know. I'm like, come on, man. If that's what you want to do.
You just want to instigate.
Yeah, why not? I'm not giving it back. Is anybody giving their ring back?
Nope.
So move forward. Move on.
Slight problem with Mr. Kelly.
Now, I'm all for retaliation, and, you know, they stole a World Series from me. You got to retaliate. But Joe Kelly was not on the Dodgers in 2017. In fact, he was on the Red Sox. And not only that, he was on the cheating Red Sox in 2018 that won the title. He benefited from cheating.
Light cheating, though. Not at Astros level. And what he's doing there is...
What's light cheating?
Here's what he's doing. Joe Kelly's being a good teammate there, because what he's doing is he's trying to be part of the pack. You know, when you join the Wolf Pack, you need to be part of the crew that goes out there for the hunt. So it's good on Joe Kelly. Yeah, new guy. New guy needs to show that he's about it. And so that's what he did. And for Joe Kelly's standpoint, mind you, remember, this was not a thing that pitchers are cheating. Were they benefiting from cheating? Yes. But here's the other thing. What you want to do in that situation is you want to make it seem like you were against it the whole time.
Oldest trick in the book.
Oldest trick in the book, Leroy. Clean as a whistle.
So, what if somebody calls him out?
What if, and what?
For being on the Red Sox.
I don't know. I'm sure they have. I don't know if any players have, but I'm sure Twitter has.
Hey, Toby could go straight to hell for making that damn Tua intro song. It's stuck on my head all bleeping day.
Yeah. Let's get the headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Do rules still apply for Joe Kelly? You don't hit a man with glasses, like when they get into a brawl? Or game if they're pitching glasses, game on.
No, he's the first one that's got to go.
What if you were on the Red Sox and you're like, you guys actually got caught, dummies?
He looks like the guy from Sandlot that wore the glasses.
Who wore glasses? Oh, Squints.
Squints. Yeah.
The one who got the kiss from Wendy Peppercorn.
Oh yeah.
Was he the one that really got into the '60s and nobody ever heard from him again?
No. The one who got really into the '60s, because Squints married Wendy Peppercorn, had a lot of kids. The one who got really into the '60s, I don't know. I forget that one. I'll have to go watch the last
Squints
scene
was
on YouTube.
Squints was a back in the day Tyler Hero.
He was no, he was. He was like he was getting a woman 7 years older than him, fine as hell, lifeguard. Good for Squints, man.
Yeah. Hey, that was a boss move though. Fake hell like yeah, you're dying.
Hell yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Would that be looked upon? That'd probably be frowned upon these days, right? That's like kissing without consent. You know? Like, I think these days, I don't think Squints could get away with that.
Yeah, you could. He was 10. Right?
What do we got for headlines, so, Robbie?
Speaking of our Tua and the Dolphins, the Dolphins had to put Xavier Howard on the physically unable to perform list. Apparently, that knee thing was not just a routine cleanup. It was more serious than we thought.
That's not great, though. It's
not great, but not a big deal. Here's why you do that. It happens all the time. And basically what they do is say if you know he's going to be out a couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
That means you can have him on the IR. You can put him on the IR and carry another guy on your roster.
Yes. You can have him on there until week one. If he's on there still week one, he has to miss 6 games.
Right. But you can do that and then carry another guy on your roster.
What I would ask, though, is he's 26 years old. According to the Herald, he is, and Adam Beasley, he's missed 24 games because of knee injuries over his career. Is that a case where you have this guy signed? He has the second largest cornerback contract of all time. He was
number
awesome.
Number one is on the other side.
Yep, number one's on the other side. And they drafted a cornerback in the first round. Now, we have no idea how good Noah Igbinoghene is, but is it a concern where you're like, all right, if it does, if Xavier Howard does have any nagging things come up this year, are you worried about what his Dolphins career is going to be? Because he's only 27. I mean, he's not old.
Right. I would say this, and here's where people lose sight of it. You're looking at a $70 million contract. It's not a $70 million contract. It depends on how much the guaranteed money is and how they can work it and stretch it out or whatever, however the contract is written up. But you don't, there is no need at this moment to rush him back.
There's really not.
There's no need to rush him back. I would say that by the time the season starts, he's going to be limited anyway.
And it's not even like, it's not even a position where like you need to have chemistry with anybody, is it? Like, it's not like a lineman where you like you want him out there to build cohesiveness.
Right, because each game is different. So from that standpoint, if he were to come back, say, week two, depending on who they were playing, that game plan and who he was playing across from would matter more than, you know, what you have done. But defense had plays too. They have things that they work on. Just general stuff, basic stuff, techniques and stuff like that. So, you know, he could be a little, he could get, sometimes cornerbacks get themselves in trouble because of their body position, not necessarily because of their ability. And that's a lot of things you see him working on in camp is that, okay, the turning and running, when to do that, when you feel that you're getting run by, right? That's kind of how that works.
Yeah. Well, not fantastic, but not dire yet.
No, it's not like when it used to be when you heard IR, dude was done for the year. It's not like that anymore. Now they do it to give them another roster spot. Until he can come back. And if you're not going to rush him, right, you don't even have to risk it. He's on IR, so he's just going to practice.
According to this, he's running at full speed, but he hasn't done DB drills yet. Yeah, he hasn't done cutting.
Cutting, turning, you know, forward, back, yeah.
But they did say that it wasn't just a cleanup on his knee. Like, it was a little bit more serious than that.
Well, yeah, because it's been, what, 8 months?
Yeah, I mean, he only played 5 games last year.
So, more than that.
Crazy.
So, yeah. It could, like, all right, I'm guessing, what, it's probably a little meniscus?
I don't know.
That's a good one for them out there. Like, you meniscus. Know if it's torn.
He
meniscus or cartilage or
his dead cap number this year, he's making $13 million this year, or his cap hit is $13 million. He's making like $12 million, but his dead cap is 20. Next year it's 6.7, and then they have an out in 2022, where their dead cap would only be 2.8.
I like when Leroy tries to act like he knows what he's talking about. Really?
That's rude.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. None.
Bro, you ain't no expert. What do you know None. About football? What
so
you know?
So think about this. Dummies, right? Say they didn't want Xavier Howard anymore, right? It's not the case. If they didn't want him anymore, basically they would go upstairs and talk to their Ellisburg, and they'd ask the question that Tobin just brought up. What's his hit against the cap? Okay.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere this year. He's not probably
year,
not going anywhere.
But guess what? For $13 million? For $13 million? Right? Not the worst thing can happen. So, and that's how athletes, that's how football players think. Could they get rid of me? Oh, my hit's only 5 or 6 million. Bleh. Even though I was guaranteed 40 or, you know, like, yeah, man, that's how it works. That's the nature of that game.
What else you got, Robbie?
Well, speaking of money and NFL players, how about Joey Bosa and the Chargers agreed to a 5-year, $135 million deal, $78 million guaranteed at signing, and $102 million guaranteed overall. I can't believe the Chargers are trusting those genes.
So,
how many years has Joey Bosa played? He hasn't played that
like
much,
has he? 2 years.
It's kind of strange. That's a pretty quick extension for a guy.
That's not an extension.
That's weird.
They tore up the contract.
Huh. All right.
See, there's a difference. That's not what happened to Mahomes, which is weird.
Yeah, he's only 25. He's played...
2 years.
No, 4 years.
4 years. Oh, really?
His brother's played 2 years.
Okay.
All right. Remember his first year, he held out like into the season, I think.
Right.
He missed the first, and then to Robbie's point with the bad genes, and then he missed the first 4 games because of hammy injuries.
Hammy.
And then, yeah, 2018, he only played 7 games.
Wow. All right.
Well,
$78 million guaranteed. 100, they gave him 102 guaranteed.
Yeah.
102 guaranteed of 135.
Yes.
5 years. Now, guess what? That's a cap hit for your ass right there.
Right for your ass.
Because he gets $78 million to sign. Woo. So he signed that contract. If they don't play football, he already got his $78
million. Crazy.
Good
for Joey Bosa.
This is right up Leroy's alley. Dalvin Cook, he was reportedly holding out, but yesterday he reported to camp.
Then he didn't hold out.
I know, but there was rumors that he's going to hold out, but he's a running back. You know, he's fighting for a new contract, but he's still and he plays for the Vikings, and he still showed up to camp.
Yeah, he was like, I want a fair contract. He didn't say he wanted to start. He's like, I just want what's fair.
Right.
I'm with him. Give it to him.
No, don't work like that, bruh.
He did miss his rookie year, so
I would say this. It's hard to demand a new contract when you missed a year. Right? Cuz basically you got a free year.
I'm with you.
So it'd be different if he was like a workhorse for three years.
If you're a running back, I think the smart thing is to probably
Putin?
It wasn't me.
I think the thing with Dalvin Cook though is you see what goes on with that position.
Sure.
Did I get Putin'd?
You're good now.
I mean, I get it now. I understand that, yes. But how many years has he been productive?
I'll give you his stats up here. Hold on one sec.
I would think his second year was good. Then wasn't he hurt his third year?
His first year he missed, right? He came back for 2017. He only played 4 games. Was it? And then 2019 last year was his, he played 14 games. He ran for over 1,100 yards. He actually had 1,700 total yards from scrimmage because he had 509 yards, 19 yards receiving.
Okay.
Scored 13 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged 4.5 yards a carry. The year before that, it was like almost 1,000 yards from scrimmage playing in 10 games.
Last year was only his fullest season. I make you the Minnesota Vikings, and you really like Dalvin Cook. You want him to be there long term. He didn't play his first year. His second year he played 4 games. The next year he played 10 games. And last year he played 14. He wants a new contract. He only played half the games.
Oh, let me correct
in
it.
4 years.
His rookie year, he played 4 games before he got hurt.
Oh, the rookie year, he played 4 games. Then he played
10 games.
10 games. And last year, he played 14. So he only had 3 years. Okay. 3 years, was that 64 games? He's played 10, 14. He's played half.
Yeah.
Half of the games. Like, even if you like Dalvin Cook, you just pay 4 years of salary for half of that.
He's still in the spot.
Now extend him?
And if he does have a year where I get because you've had the injury concerns, you want the security, but if he has a year where he does play the full year and he puts up what he did last year, 25 years old, he could still get, he's still going to get a nice contract.
Yeah. Oh, no, he will. He will. And it'll probably be by Minnesota. But from the standpoint of a team, you know, it's like Robbie. You saw Bosa got that big contract. It's not even the same Bosa that Harley played, right?
Well, they both Harley play. That's their thing. It's part of their genes. But when they do play, they're good.
They're Madden rating and not playing as a 99.
Right. So
right there with Watt.
I get it. Add in that position, like I know that the shelf life of running back isn't that long, but if you're a team, don't you want to see that we're going to get reasonable health?
For sure. I don't think that's a problem. I think they're kind of both being reasonable here because it's not like he's doing this outrageous holdout either where he wants like the highest. He didn't even say he wanted the highest running back contract. He said he wanted something reasonable. Now, I mean, is that just putting it out there how you want it? I don't know.
Now, I will say this, though. If he put up another 1,700 total yards, reasonable's out the door.
Oh, yeah.
If you come early, I'm inclined to be a little more reasonable.
Yeah.
But if I got to put up another year, now we talking.
It's what the Dolphins did with Devontae, really. Because if Devontae would have had another one of the years he had, if he had the year he had last year, this year, they have to pay him like the best, probably the best wide receiver in the game. If he has a top five receiving year, back-to-back years.
What happened was, remember, they extended him before this year, right?
They extended him before. They took it. He had a fifth-year option coming up, so they switched that, made it a two-year deal, and then before the year was up, they gave him a new contract.
Right, but that's how you do it to save money. Like, yes. Your team save $4 million, $5 million here or there, you can build your team with better players.
But they could have been in a position where they say, "Nah, you still got to show me. Like, we're not going to do this off of 1 year." And
then he would have got a $50 million guaranteed contract.
Exactly. Right. So I guess there is some benefit. You're right. There is some benefit to it if they wanted to do it that way.
But everybody was shocked when they gave him that 2 year extension.
I was for sure. I thought he was gone.
But here, they only did it to give themselves cap relief. Once you decide you're going to pick up the option's for like, what, 10, 11, 12 million?
Yes. You got like half of that.
Right. So now you redo his contract. You give him about 7, and you give him an additional year, but you save $5 million. So, yeah, that's it. Don't worry about just extensions or whatever. Like, there's guys that sign these big contracts, and they can't wait to redo their contract to give the team some cap space, because usually you get another fat check renegotiating.
Ooh, TJ Watts came in on that. I'm looking at the NFL 100. TJ Watts came in above JJ Watt. I think that's going to be awkward at Thanksgiving.
TJ, the tight end?
No, that's I think that's CJ Watt, the fullback. TJ Watt's he's a linebacker too.
All right.
But
I mean, he's another guy that doesn't play. Nothing.
I think he actually plays. The brother doesn't. The JJ doesn't play anymore.
I like that guy plays with energy, and he's a big dude, and he's all over the place. But man, he's hurt all the time. Like, serious injuries. What did he do? Torn pec. Knee.
But his broski has had 7 sacks his rookie year, 13, and then 14 and a half last year.
Played as a linebacker, or is he a Russian, or?
He's like a hybrid. Back. He's like a hybrid outside
like
a hybrid. Linebacker.
He's like an outside.
Okay. So he's basically a skinny J.J. Watt.
And a healthier one.
Yes.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. We're back more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Hey, download the radio.com app. Make 7 & I Ticket one of your favorite stations. Sign up for notifications. Never miss a great guest or moment. Download the Tobin and Leroy podcast. 4 episodes up for your ass every single day. Listen to the show on demand. I recommend, if you guys missed it yesterday, go listen to Eric Reed on with us. The Heat Television play-by-play voice talked about his essay that he gave during halftime of the Heat's second scrimmage. Really fantastic talk from the Heat OG. So check that on out. Radio.com Rewind feature as well, so you can just listen to any show over the last 24 hours on Radio.com Rewind. And, of course, you can look us up, Tobin and Leroy, on YouTube. That's up on my Twitter account. There's an easy link to just get there. Go to @Brendan_Tobin on Twitter. Click that up. Or just look up Tobin and Leroy. You go to YouTube. You guys are smart. You'll figure it out. You're not dummies. Did you see that our boy, Minka Fitzpatrick, came in, Leroy, number 35 on the NFL Top 100?
Yeah, I saw that.
Number 35 for old Minka, old Quitsky. Is that now, do they not knock?
Dolphin?
I don't think any Dolphins made the Top 100. Not that I know of.
Really?
Yeah,
Not even
Devontae?
Yeah.
No, but do you know who's going to be furious after they see this list? Keenan Allen, because you remember how he was saying, like,
yeah,
but better than Tyreek Hill, Godwin, and Mike Evans. And Mike Evans like, we didn't make the list. We don't even care. Well, he didn't make the list yet. And so yesterday, the rollout happened, and Chris Godwin, he is number 38. Mike Evans, he is number 30. And Tyreek Hill is number 22. So they are all way above Keenan Allen.
Where's Keenan Allen?
He was 77, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That has more to do with where he's playing and the team not doing as well.
He had a washed quarterback last year. I mean, dude.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, for example, what Minka Fitzpatrick does on a football field
is quit.
Right?
He's a quitter.
Makes it so that he's always going to be in the action.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got a horseshoe up his butt, and he has a magnet towards the football bouncing into his chest when he had nothing to do with it. Yeah, no, I get it. Quits Patrick. I got you, bro. Hell out of here.
Whoa.
What?
Wow. He say, y'all see the dude who got arrested for firing shots because a mother and son weren't social distancing at a hotel in Miami?
Jeez, is that true?
I don't know.
I mean, it's from the Texas.
That sounds kind of... I mean, you can't just go all Clint Eastwood and old, you know...
I'm not comfortable with country. Those. I'm not comfortable with those. Yeah, like you got those places where the guys just got the rifle over their shoulder. I'm just like, hey, all right, can we conceal it at least?
Or what about the guy that just walked... Like in Texas, they just walk around with it on their hip.
Yeah, open carry.
Oh!
Open carry. Hey. I'll tell you what,
that's a whole bunch of get right there.
I got into this show a little bit on Hulu. It's an FX show, Justified. And
I used to watch that. You know, yeah. That's the same guy that was Agent 47.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But that's like his thing. He's got the best draw on all the show. He's always cocky about it too. He goes, I draw, it's over for you. I was like, well, how does he know he's not meeting his match? Well,
what's the guy's name? I can't think of his name. Gosh. Oh.
Dalvin Cook, by the way, comes in at 21 on the top 100.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, number 20. I feel like that's low. I feel like that's low, especially Deshaun Watson's behind Aaron Rodgers, and he's behind Tom Brady. Should he be behind Tom Brady, Leroy?
At the current time, no, but if you're going by, you know, legacy, then...
What was Tom Brady's ranking last? Last year, Tom Brady was 6. Because Tom Brady, like, what does the level have to be for Tom Brady where he's going to be all, like, disrespected, like Last Dance style? I took that personal.
Well, I mean, he in a different system now, so it there's no level.
Are you a little intrigued, though? Because Tom Brady can go to hell. I mean, that's first and foremost. But are you a little intrigued to see what he's going to do with all these weapons? Because it is going to be different for him, right?
I'm more interested in seeing how Tom Brady is going to play having to hold the football.
Oh, you mean just like wait for deep passes on stuff?
Yes. People are overlooking that. Like maybe if he threw 35 passes... 25 to 30 of them were out of his hand in 1.2 seconds, right? Now he's playing in an offense where it's going to be the opposite, where he might only have 5-6 passes at a quick release. Everything else is dropping back, sitting in the pocket, reading the defense. I'm not saying he can't do it, but he's going to expose himself to more hits. He's going to expose himself to a lot of football that he'd never had to the last few years in New England. Timothy Oliphant is the guy's name.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that show. It's been good.
I like him. I've seen him in a lot of stuff.
Drew Brees comes in at number 12. Julio Jones is 11th. And number 10 is Cameron Jordan, pass rusher from the Saints.
Yep.
Saints got a lot of reps. They were really good last year. Not surprising. John Bones Jones' brother, Chandler Jones, is number 15, if anybody's curious. I just happened to scroll past him, too.
Wow.
So... I don't know. I think it's one of those things, though, with Tom Brady. He actually is kind of getting what he's always wanted. Is like, oh, I have a place where I'm going where they've invested in actual weapons. Well, and with the Patriots, it's always cheap, cheap, cheap all over the place.
Do you see what they're doing?
Yeah, it's weird. What's going on there?
Like, it's almost like they have found a Patriot way to tank.
Right. It's like, what is this? Six guys opting out?
You guys tank by getting rid of all of your talent. We're just going to send our talent home.
Yeah, but
now, do they still get paid? Or when they opt out, they don't get paid?
No, I don't think they get paid. No, I don't think they get paid.
Who's giving up that money, though?
Because they were talking about yesterday, they were saying that they have now like $22 million in cap space. So right. Like people were thinking, oh, maybe they'll go get Clowney. But I don't know what's going on there, man. Like, am I crazy? I mean, it's not – look, we had a bunch of people opt out in baseball, but
– No, it's different, though.
Not all on the same team and not all for Belichick.
Yeah, right. It's just – so, like – something's fishy going on there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like Belichick, it's weird. It's weird because we, like in football, you thought it might be a smattering of people, you know, one here, one there, you know, extenuating circumstances, not the whole defense.
Very weird.
Gronk comes out of retirement as soon as he finds out he's not going to have to play for Belichick.
Well, that I don't find strange. I think he was like, he wanted to go have some fun. I'm not surprised. Like, he's going to probably be doing... You know, Gronk is like the one guy. He's like Gronk opening like a bar in Tampa seems to make the most sense. Like, right?
He's married now, isn't he?
Is he?
Is he
close to it? I think he's engaged.
I'm going to be honest with you. Rob Gronkowski seems like the type of guy. Like, if he's found under a lady pyramid of Astron, he's just going to be like, "I got lost." She's like, "Oh, it's okay, Robert. I understood.
Oh,
I understand."
Wait, let me ask you a question. I'm going to say this, and just me saying it is going to make you so mad. What if the Patriots end up with the number one Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, I'm going to be furious. I'm going to be furious. Now, I will say.
Because wait, they could even tank better than you.
Well, I will say. They would be like, they're allowed to have a tank year. I mean, for all they've done, like if they wanted to go out there and tank, like you can't get mad at them for all the good football they've gone through if they wanted to have a down year. But yeah, if they got to do it, I'll tell you one thing. If they do it that way, I better be hearing all the same things that I heard about the Dolphins. I better hear about the Patriots because you know what I'm gonna hear
because it's Belichick.
I'm gonna hear genius.
Right.
Genius.
Right.
Dolphins risking lives. Patriots, a cheating organization. Genius. You won't hear the same thing.
Because look where your organization is. They're going to view it differently.
It's the same. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
You can't flush away because people have to go play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, what I'm saying, organizationally, they're wasting a year on
the GM can be in the back room, and they can figure out what the big plan is, and the plan might be that we want to get a lot of young players that we don't have to pay for 4 or 5 years. Let's make a Super Bowl run. Let's get a quarterback out of it. Okay, that's the plan. We're going to quietly get rid of some players, but we're going to let everybody know in the locker room that we support them. We're behind you. But when you don't do that, you put people's health at risk. You put people, this is not baseball or basketball. You can tank in basketball, no one gets hurt. In football, they get hurt. And what the Miami Dolphins have done this year is put people at risk physically, and it's not right. You can't be so irresponsible to
calm
people's
down,
health.
Steve Young.
It's not right.
Calm down. And by the way, did it perfectly. Did it perfectly. Got to it.
You didn't do it perfectly. You got a break.
Perfectly. Perfectly.
You got a break.
Well, Tua got a break.
It's funny.
All worked out for the best.
Because, I mean, everybody said all those things. What about how do you feel about the four teams that had picked before the Dolphins?
Detroit. They tried to trade out.
If you think the Dolphins were putting people in harm's way, what do you say about the four teams that selected before them?
I don't know, man. I didn't hear anything, and not a peep about the Bengals.
I mean, according to the way they went after the Dolphins, Cincinnati should be just contracted, just
yep,
sent down to the
remember back in the
delegated back to the second tier.
Well, remember it was one of those things too. Where remember back in the day, like they were the team. before they got Carson Palmer, they were the team where everybody was like, oh, the Canes could beat them.
Right. Oh. Well, no, they said that about a bunch of teams. They've said that about Detroit. They've said that about Tampa. When Tampa was an expansion team and they lost, like, I mean.
I remember they said that about the Peterman Bills.
Well, you know what I always, I tell you one that I hear. We're actually up against it, so I got to take a quick break. Plus, I want to hear from this bum, Adam Gase, who had to be sniveling yesterday at his press conference.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll hear what he had to say. There's one thing that I've heard in regards to that with the Dolphins that makes no sense to me. We'll get to that next.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy and Robbie the Degenerate.
Does this win validate the decision to fire
him? I don't, I'm not going to answer that. It's ridiculous.
Thanks, everyone. Room's open.
Top bum does bum stuff yesterday. That coming up in minutes here on The Ticket.
Can I do this?
Yeah.
I want to make fun of a texter because you. I'm going to say this first. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Because we have all done this. He texts, Bengals got away scotch-free and we got ridiculed. And so I look up at Tobin and I'm like, hey, isn't this scot-free? He goes, yeah.
Yeah. That guy belongs in our audience.
Yeah, because so many times we'll say something and look up and somebody will go, excuse me?
Yeah, what? Like, you know, that guy definitely thinks the Marx Brothers invented flying. Was it not a roll of the dice when the Marx Brothers tried to fly? It's got to be the dumbest thing ever done on this show.
No.
Six alaman leads not a llama.
Oh, yeah, that too.
No. You've said worse.
Summer swindle word is enjoy. E-N-G-O-Y, enjoy. That's up there, too.
Really? Like, it's amazing that we've had any type of higher learning.
Call 1-888 and get it.
Oh, man.
All you have to do is go to shrpo.com
for a complete list of you.
We're so unprofessional.
Well, you threw a lizard at me.
Oh, man. My son, by the way, did that yesterday to my wife.
Oh, no.
While she was eating. He caught a lizard, threw it right in her lap. She goes, by the way, just want you to know, son threw a lizard in my lap. I'm like, he goes, thinks it's hilarious. I'm like, oh, he did it on purpose? He goes, yup. Thanks for teaching him that.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So, there's one thing that I wanted to ask you about. So, you know, everybody does that thing where they're like, could this college team beat this NFL team? The worst NFL team, could it beat a college team, right? And that's the thing. Everybody says no shot. Why have I heard some analysts say that Tua this year is going to have a worse offensive line than he would at Alabama? That sounds unbelievably dumb to me. You're telling me that five professional offensive linemen are going to be worse than what he had at Alabama?
Here's what I'll say about that. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they don't mean worse. They probably mean more less connected.
Well, or they're going to be going up against better defensive linemen than he had to go up against at Alabama.
No, but I say it from this standpoint. One thing that you deal with when you're in college is continuity. You always have continuity at various positions that require it. So when you think of your offensive line, those guys are going to get guaranteed a minimum of 3 years together. Right? When you think of the NFL, though, right? The NFL, sometimes you spend a couple of years trying to get that unit together.
Mm-hmm.
So from the standpoint of being better, no, absolutely not. But on a football field, looking better because they're always on the same page and they look better working together, yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, but to your point, they're facing better, like in the NFL, like these guys are just facing better competition. Like,
yeah, if you brought Alabama's offensive line here and had them go against the beast that they got to face on a weekly basis from the worst
they get smoked.
NFL teams, they get smoked. Absolutely. So I think what they're trying to say is not necessarily from the talent level, But just from a cohesive level, just from a knowing what each guy next to you is going to do, because, you know, you've played with those guys. And the offensive line for the Dolphins, wait, do we actually know who the starting five is yet?
No, but I feel like we have a good idea of what they would want to work out with.
Yeah, but having a good idea and them not practicing yet is like, yeah.
Totally fair.
I could see why somebody's saying that.
I thought when they drafted Dieter yet last year, like Wisconsin interior offensive lineman, I'm like, that guy's going to be great and he could get on the field. By the way, I think they're moving him to center.
Right. Okay.
So let's see.
Oh, hopefully, somebody hopefully said. The stupidest thing on the show was Leroy thought chickens could hatch from egg cartons. That's not what happened.
Great segment.
Great segment. All-timer.
That's it. Right. Come on. So don't better? No. Not absolutely.
Because that's what they make it sound. But that's what they make it sound like. They make it sound like Tua's getting a downgrade in offensive line, and to me that sounds stupid.
Okay, but that's why you have to use the big side of your brain and figure it out.
No, because people say these things, and I'm like, well, hold on. That makes it like everybody always says, don't have the audacity to say that any college team could beat the worst NFL team. So no chance. So why?
It'd be at least minimum. If you take the worst against the best, minimum, any team in the NFL against Clemson.
I feel like I'd
minimum it'd be a 2-touchdown spread.
I feel like it would be less outrageous to say, okay, maybe Tua had better weapons at Alabama. Maybe you want to say that. I'll hear that out. But offensive line.
Well, what I'll say is this: is when you have three first rounders playing wide receiver, you are in effect playing with NFL players.
Right. So I'll hear that out. I'll allow that. But to hear,
you're also playing against, like in college, hold the ball till a guy gets open. In the NFL, you have to throw a guy open. So there's a lot of things that both parties have to learn. But there's nobody in the NFL facing DBs that Alabama faces, right? The DBs in the NFL are much better.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So
You're not putting $150 million on your cornerbacks at Alabama. Well, maybe they are. Who knows what they're putting under those briefcases.
Right.
Let's get to this. So Adam Gase yesterday, top bum, had to address the media. All right.
Why? Why do they do this? Why, dear New York Jets? Why?
Well,
camp started, right? Did camp start for them?
Camp's technically started. Although Flores hasn't talked yet, but the Jets did. You know, he spoke via conference call. And
they're like, better him than us.
Yep. And so Adam Gase, he said that Jamal Adams, he didn't want to be here. So why am I going to worry about it?
I mean, every situation is different with every player. And, you know, for us, we always look at it as we want guys that want to be here. And obviously, you know, he didn't want to be here anymore. So the decision was made to move on. And that's what it's a team game. You know, I mean, we got a bunch of guys that are excited to get going. And those are the guys that I'm going to focus on. And I'm extremely fired up to get this roster that, you know, Joe D and our personnel guys did a great job of assembling this offseason. And, you know, from the conversations that I've had with a lot of guys, they're extremely excited to get this thing rolling.
Yeah, who are those conversations with? Is that with your boy Fails? Is David Fails excited? Like, does anybody ask him? And I know I'm not calling out the New York Media as being soft, because, listen, they asked him if it was justified that he got fired by the Dolphins, so I know that they bring in the onions, but does anybody ask him, how come it seems like a lot of people just particularly don't want to play for you? We're all getting, like, they're all getting paid handsomely, but somehow a lot of people who are quote unquote your best players, they don't seem to like to play for you. Here's a little bit more of top bum Adam Gase, fresh out of Under the Bridge and has a new cardboard sign. He was saying that what Jamal Adams said about him not addressing the team at halftime, baloney.
You know, as far as, you know, the alleged addressing at halftime, I mean, we had two times in the second half of the season that we were down. One was the Cincinnati game, I addressed the team at halftime, and one was the Baltimore game, I addressed the team at halftime. So, you know, one game he was in the training room at Cincinnati, the other one he wasn't playing. So, I mean, it's hard for me to answer a question like that when I know the correct answer.
All right, here's the thing. He's a liar. This is how I know he's a liar, Leroy. Too many details. You broke down the games, you talked at halftime, and you knew exactly where Jamal Adams was. You know what that means? He has done an investigation into this. Top liar. Is there a problem? I think Leroy's puppy is having an issue. Too much lying going on there, Robbie. You came with too many details. You know how like you almost have to come up with such a crazy story to cover up your lies? That's what Adam Gase just did there. He goes, well, we were only down at halftime twice over the season, and I only address the team when we're down, and I happen to actually have the locations of Jamal Adams. If you see here, we've checked the security tape. Nah. Seems fugazi to me. I can't buy it. You're a liar.
Yeah, he has way too in-depth details on what happened.
You just say, here's what you say if you're Adam Gase, all right? You want to lie properly, be like, I don't know what he's talking about there. Not true. But what you do is to make you try and make Jamal Adams seem like even more of a liar. So what you say is, well, I've only been talking at halftime twice all year. It was the Bengals and Ravens, and I happen to know where he was at the exact date, exact time. I have it timestamped. We have the security footage. Here are the facts. Nah. Going too in-depth to cover your tracks. Top sign of a liar.
Should you even know that when you're mostly off as a coach?
Exactly. Shouldn't know that.
By the way, dog started crying like crazy, like yelping.
I heard him.
Right, you heard him?
Yeah.
He crawled under the couch. But here's the deal. He's growing.
He's too big.
Right. So he's crawling under things he can't get out of.
Oh, no.
Like, so Oreo goes behind our bed and sleeps back there.
Yeah.
So Zeus follows him. We have to, like, lift the, like... It's unbelievable.
You got a puppy proof, man.
How are you puppy proof?
I don't know.
He tried to crawl over the couch with this much room.
I got a beef with ESPN.
You got a beef with everybody.
Did they make another list?
They did not make a list. They did something yesterday I find beneath a place that is supposed to be the worldwide leader in sports. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.